This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Hundreds of people gathered in Boulder yesterday to protest mass firings at federal agencies. The demonstration took place at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The agency conducts vital climate and weather research. This comes after the Trump administration fired hundreds of NOAA staffers nationwide last week, including several in Boulder. Carol Knight retired from NOAA years ago. She said technology from Boulder's labs have saved lives, including during an Oklahoma tornado outbreak.
The labs here developed a model that can show conditions that are ripe for tornado formation. And our model was the one that saved lives that day.
More cuts at NOAA are expected. The passenger train between Denver and Fort Collins is now being fast-tracked by the state. Officials hope to open the line in 2029. CPR transportation reporter Nathaniel Miner says the train will run three times a day with multiple stops in towns like Boulder, Longmont, Louisville, and more.
A lot of these stations are going to be in old downtown areas that were originally built around trains like 100 plus years ago, and don't have to worry about parking if you take the train.
CPR's Nathaniel Miner. Officials hope the full train line will run from Cheyenne to New Mexico. A bill that would change tipped workers' wages in Colorado is making its way through the Capitol. Now, supporters of the proposal say their businesses have been targeted with phone calls and bad reviews online. Sonia Riggs is the president and CEO of the Colorado Restaurant Association. She says owners are feeling harassed.
Some have decided to stand strong and say this is really important to our livelihoods and those of our staff, and so we're going to continue to fight. And others have said, I don't feel comfortable anymore speaking in public because of all the harassment I'm receiving.
The bill was heard by the House Finance Committee last night, but a vote was postponed while lawmakers plan amendments. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.